Welcome back to A Sane Future. I'm your host, Rich Kahn. This week, we're going to take a look at some of the latest thoughts on one of our thorniest problems, climate change. A recent article on abcnews.com provides a snapshot of where we are and where we're likely to be going in the years ahead. First off, greenhouse gas emissions declined during the Trump era, but you won't find much celebrating among the world's climate experts. These experts believe that President Biden's plan has a good chance to stymie the worst impacts of global warming. Despite the fact that emissions will be down more than 9% from 2019, and about the same level of 1983, according to a Bloomberg NEF study, the decline, according to climatologists and advocates, isn't happening fast enough to counterbalance the impacts of a rapidly warming planet. The decline in 2020 is mostly due to the economic recession as a result of the pandemic. Though we're doing quite a bit in the U.S. to deal with the problem of greenhouse gases, it remains a worldwide problem, particularly as it pertains to China. And as you probably know, the U.S. is the second largest polluter behind China. According to Michael Mann, Penn State climatologist and geophysicist, and the author of The New Climate War, carbon emissions need to get to net zero within 2 decades, halfway to that goal within 10 years. That'll require a huge initiative by the U.S. as well as every other country in the world. Here in America, the effects of a warming climate are becoming ever more obvious. This past year was the worst fire season the West has ever seen. Plus, we saw a record 30 named storms on the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. Scientists believe these weather events are causing more and more damage, partly because of increasing temperatures. 2020, you may recall, was one of the hottest years ever recorded. The COVID-19 pandemic is obviously a huge problem, but the climate is on a par, according to Washington State climate activist Ajie Piper. While declining carbon emissions are obviously a good thing, this recent trend is overwhelmed by 4 years of tremendous damage to climate policy under the Trump administration, according to Penn State's Mann. The Trump era rolled back rules on carbon controls, power plant emissions, as well as methane leaks from oil and gas wells. President Biden continues to insist that the science is clear and that unless we initiate, in his words, urgent action, the impacts of climate change will become more catastrophic. Accordingly, on day one, he rejoined the Paris Climate Accord and has hired a team of folks to prioritize his actions, including naming former Secretary of State John Kerry as special climate envoy. The new president intends to push for major investments in renewable energy, cajole Congress to reach net zero emissions by 2050, while pushing stronger fuel efficiency standards for new cars and trucks. Carol Browner, who led the EPA during the 8 years of the Clinton administration, is quoted as saying, "The good news is that since the election, I'm hearing from lots of the professionals at EPA and they're eager to get going. They're eager to right the wrongs and think they can do it probably much faster than I would have originally thought." She also credited more than 24 states with pushing clean energy standards. California has led the way. They'll require all vehicles sold in the state to get more than 51 miles per gallon by the year 2026. The new president has said that his plan will create 10 million new jobs in clean energy. An open question remains, however. How aggressively can Biden pursue this climate agenda with a narrowly divided Congress? Activist Piper says, "We haven't seen any really strong action beyond the incremental steps that we have taken. And while those incremental steps are good, they're still just not enough. It feels like going for the long haul, like doing the small things that eventually will affect the large change that we need." Says Penn State climatologist Mann, "It's not too late now to take the actions necessary to keep warming below a truly catastrophic level." Let's hope he's right. For all of us. Thanks for tuning in to A Sane Future. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to follow, rate, and review our podcast on iTunes. We can't do any of this without your support. Visit asanefuture.com and follow A Sane Future on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. This is Rich Kahn. Thanks again for listening, and please arrive home safely.